see.
2 years, 3 years.
Hey, is Jerry in?
One second, let me check.
Okay.
NST Corporation, Holly Pipe Sister Company, was incorporated in 1993 and continues to fulfill the manufacturing demands of the oil and gas, utility, water well, mining, and geothermal industries. With the ability to manufacture a plethora of HDD connections.
Hello, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, this is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right, Nico. What's going on?
You know, I was just following up on our conversation we had about, I think it was 3 weeks ago, kind of gotten talking with you about, you know, the possibility of you bringing on those CNC machines. So I just wanted to call, see how business was going, see if you guys are still looking to do that.
No, we're not interested anymore. Honestly, looking at something we could just pay cash for right now. That's the extent of our financial direction.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to pay for that $100,000 one with cash?
Yeah, or one maybe less, you know, which we could do. But right now, it's just things are just so sketchy.
What do you mean, like sketchy in terms of?
Well, we're not interested in putting it out there for that machine. It's just not fit for us. We've been talking about discussing it. You know, it's just not a good fit right now for us. We have what we need. So we're just going to do something simple right now, keep things going.
Are you looking to bring on a different piece of machine then?
Yeah, but this is a much cheaper one we can pay cash for.
Oh, okay. How much is that one going to cost you?
100.
Oh, 100 again? Okay.
Yeah,
okay. And you don't want to do the equipment financing route just because you just want to own it outright for right now?
Right. We're just going to keep it simple right now, just the way things are going.
The
work that we can get with that particular machine and go with it for now.
So what's this machine going to do for the business?
Just cut manual connections for drill pipe and whatnot. You might not understand, but it's a machine shop. You know,
no,
we do a lot of oil field stuff. So
No. The division of the bank that I work with, we specialize in providing this type of financing to machine shops and the manufacturing industry. So I'm kind of familiar with the terms and, you know, the knowledge that you're saying here. Is there a specific reason why you don't, you know, want to go the equipment financing route? I know a lot of the companies that I deal with, the businesses that I deal with in this type of situation, they always tell me I'd rather pay for it with cash on hand. But if there is uncertainty, especially in the oil field industry, wouldn't you rather have the money on hand, that $100,000 on hand, so you don't have to worry about, you know, something coming up unexpectedly where you will need to use that type of money?
I got your email and you said we're pre-approved for 250,
right?
But I don't know what rate is that.
And one of the, like I had mentioned earlier, like I kind of went simply into the application process, but that, you know, the application process comes with the need that you have, and if you're still looking to, like, bring something on and you would like to see the types of rates that we can offer you, it's just, we can get you an answer in 24 hours after filling out, you know, the documents needed in the application. So it's not like something that takes a month to get an answer from your local bank. You know, you go there and they tell you, okay, we'll get you an answer, 2-3 months down the road comes and you get denied. You know, not even an approval or anything like that. With us, we're kind of known for the quick turnaround and that quick, you know, focus that we have. We can get you an answer whether you're approved or not within that 24 hours. But it's, you know, on top of it, it just falls down to whether or not you're trying to go the equipment financing route. And like I had mentioned, it might be a smarter, you know, play on your end, especially with the industry right now and the uncertainty in the market because of two things. One, oil. Nobody knows what's going on with oil right now, whether or not the industry is just going to completely collapse. And two, this presidential election right now, that's one of the huge uncertainties that a lot of, you know, businesses are looking at, especially over there, you know, on the East Coast and the Midwest and areas that aren't as, I guess, you know, centralized as the West Coast is. So, if it is a right play, I would highly recommend just seeing what we can offer you and seeing if this is something that you might be interested in terms of what type of rates that we can get you. Because, you know, take into account, when you go the equipment financing route as well, you're able to write off, you know, do a tax write-off towards the end of the year too, so you're not actually paying higher taxes than you would when you're paying with just cash.
Right. Well, look, just I'll take a look at it. If you have some forms to fill out, whatever financials and stuff you need, I can. You might just send me an email what you need, and I'll have a.
Yeah.
Week, so I'll have to talk about that.
Okay. Too. Are you at a computer right now? Because I don't know if the email went through last time.
Yeah, I am. I have an email from September 8th.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what was it? Was there an attachment on that, right? There should be an attachment for it. Oh, there was no attachment. Okay. Here's what I'll do. So I'm going to send you another email right now. Let me know if you get it. It's just going to go through kind of the process in terms of... oh man, this computer's acting up real quick. Of what we, you know, what we need from you, and I think last time I had mentioned, it's just three simple things. It's the one, actually, it might be four. It's the one-page application, takes about 10 minutes to fill out. Bank statements, 6 months of your most recent bank statements. You know, you can just download that from going online to your bank account, your bank, and then just put it in a PDF file. Your 2015 tax return, which is something you should probably already have on file, or your 2014 if you don't have the 2015 one, and then the quote or a general price for this piece of equipment, and then I can get you an answer within the 24 hours so that you know when you go into that meeting what type of numbers you can play with.
Okay.
So
if I can gather that up, send that email and I'll be looking for it.
Okay, I will do that, and expect that email in the next few minutes. My computer's just being really stupid right now, but I'll send it real quick, and then we can see where we go from there. And if you do have any type of questions on the application, if something's unclear to you, or it's not making sense, just give me a call. A few clarification questions. Are you currently the 100% owner of the business?
No.
Okay.
My father is most owner.
Most owner? Okay, so is there like two owners then?
Yes.
Okay. What's the percentage breakdown for you guys?
This is getting too far. I gotta get going. I got a meeting coming up.
Check
your email. I'll fill out the stuff, and we'll see what we can do with the next meeting, and I'll keep you posted, okay?
Okay, that sounds good, Jerry.
All right. Have a good
one. It was good talking to you, man. I'll send that over that email.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you take care now.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.